What's up, Florida trainers? Welcome back to the PokemonGoFlorida.com podcast. I'm your host, Pokegall, and wow, do we have some seriously exciting news to talk about today?
Hey, everyone, and I'm your co-host, Pokedude. Absolutely buzzing to jump into this. The Pokemon Company International just dropped a bombshell yesterday, didn't they?
They really did. The brand new Scarlet and Violet split expansion, Black Bolt and White Flare.
Yeah, and this feels different, not just, you know, another set release. It feels like pure nostalgia mixed with some really cutting-edge gameplay ideas.
You totally hit the nail on the head. So whether you're chilling poolside down in Miami, maybe catching some waves over in Cocoa Beach, or even grinding at your local game store in Orlando.
Wherever you are in the Sunshine State.
Exactly. Grab your drink, settle in. We're going to explore what might just be the most exciting TCG release of, well, maybe all of 2025.
Our mission today, basically, is to break down what makes this expansion so special for every kind of trainer out there.
Right. And speaking of special, let's start with that return to Unova. The excitement for this is, like, palpable.
Oh, absolutely. It really evokes that sense of discovery from the original Black and White games, you know. And the big news, all 156 original Unova Pokemon are back.
Every single one. It's incredible.
And not just reprints, either.
No. They're coming as illustration rares or special illustration rares. Yeah. We're talking seriously gorgeous artwork.
Yeah, these are going to be absolute showstoppers.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, your favorite Unovamon, maybe Hydreigon or Superior, with that kind of art treatment.
It just elevates the whole collecting game, makes each pull feel like finding a little treasure. It's a really smart move.
Totally agree. And leading the charge, of course, are the legendaries.
The big guys. Zekrom for Black Bolt and Reshiram for White Flare.
Zekrom, electric dragon type, represents ideals, that raw power.
And Reshiram, fire dragon, embodying truth and, like, wisdom.
But they're way more than just pretty faces on the box art, right?
Oh, yeah. This is key. They're getting full deck support right out of the gate, like integrated into TCG Live immediately.
Which means you can start brewing almost instantly. Think about it, a Zekrom X deck focused on maybe energy acceleration and big hits.
Or a Reshiram X deck doing, I don't know, fire-based disruption or maybe using the discard pile somehow.
Exactly. It signals that these two are meant to be major players in the meta. It's going to make the competitive scene very interesting.
Definitely gets the theory crafting gears turning, doesn't
it? That's for sure.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Collectors, listen up. The foiling situation here is, well, it's spicy.
Huh. Spicy is a good word. Three different parallel foil treatments in each set.
And two of them are brand new patterns we've literally never seen before.
Get this. Rainbow Pokeball patterns and Master Ball patterns, like shimmering across the whole card.
It sounds incredible. Like, genuinely innovative. These could become iconic foils, you know?
Totally. And on top of that, they're bringing back some nostalgic foil patterns, too.
Yeah.
Ones we haven't seen in years.
Plus, and I love this touch, basic energy cards featuring the original Black and White series designs. Oh, that hits right in the nostalgia feels. It's like that magical childhood feeling, but, you know, on a new card.
It's a great way to connect the past and present.
Mm-hmm.
Shows real appreciation for the game's history.
Okay, but here's where they really threw a curveball, something completely unprecedented.
You mean the Black-White rares?
Yes. These cards feature completely monochromatic illustrations, pure black or pure white artwork.
It's such a bold, daring artistic choice. Minimalist, but really striking.
It perfectly captures that duality theme from the original games, right?
Yeah.
Truth versus ideals, black versus white.
Exactly. What? Using just black or white to create depth and mood.
Yeah.
It's powerful. I predict these are going to be huge conversation starters.
Instagram gold, for sure.
And probably some of the most sought after pulls. What do you think? From a collector's angle.
Oh, they'll be massive. It forces you to appreciate the Pokemon's form and shadow in a new way. Super compelling for art lovers. It adds a whole different kind of chase.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, let's get practical. Navigating all these new products can be tricky, especially if you're watching your wallet.
Totally. So if you're maybe only grabbing one thing or looking for the best overall value.
The trainer box, right?
Yep, the ETB. It's pretty much the single must-buy. You get 9 packs, which is a solid start.
Plus those essential accessories. And crucially, an illustration rare promo. Either Thundurus or Tornadus, depending on the box. Good value.
Definitely. Now, for the organization obsessed collectors out there, you know who you are.
Guilty as charged sometimes.
The binder collections are perfect. 5 packs, plus a really nice 9-pocket album featuring either Zekrom or Reshiram. Keeps those pulls safe and looking sharp.
Nice. What if you want to try both expansions without committing too much?
Then the Unova Poster Collection is probably your best bet. You get 2 packs from Black Bolt, 2 from White Flare.
A taste of both.
Exactly. Plus, you get promo cards of the Unova starters, Sneevee, Tepig, Oshawott.
Oh, nice. And a poster, too.
Yeah, a stunning 2-sided poster. It's a great little package.
And for those quick hits, like impulse buys at the checkout.
Unova Mini Tins. Can't go wrong. 1 pack from each expansion, plus some cool little collectibles inside the tin. Perfect for a quick TCG fix.
Good rundown. Okay, mark your calendars, folks, because August is stacked.
Yeah.
August 1st sees the first wave land.
Yep. First up, the Tech Sticker Collections.
Tech Stickers. Intriguing.
Yeah. 3 booster packs, illustration rare promos of either Reuniclus or Gothitelle, and sticker sheets for your laptop, tablet, whatever.
Oh. That's a fun little crossover. TCG meets tech life. I like it.
Also on August 1st is the Unova Victini Illustration Collection.
Ooh, Victini. What's in that?
This one sounds pretty premium. Multiple Victini cards, including an oversized foil promo. A must for Victini fans, I think.
Definitely sounds like a collector piece.
Then later in the month, August 22nd, we get the booster bundles.
Oh, it's pure packs.
6 packs of pure concentrated expansion goodness. Perfect for draft nights with friends.
Or just satisfying that pack-cracking urge we all get sometimes.
You know it.
Now, something we touched on earlier, but really deserves highlighting, is the TCG Live integration. It's incredible for this set.
It really is. The cards are already playable digitally, like right now. You can jump in immediately.
And the value. Just for logging in, you get a free Reshiram X deck. Completely free.
Seriously. And then you can unlock a Zekrom X deck just by playing the game.
So that's 2 potentially competitive decks right there. Without spending a dime on the digital side, that's huge for accessibility.
Brilliant way to get players involved instantly. Plus, they just launched the card decks feature.
Oh yeah, the card decks. That's a game changer for collectors, isn't it?
Totally. Track your collection, see what you're missing, plan your buys. It's like a digital binder and checklist all in one. Super handy.
Makes managing the chase much easier.
Definitely. And speaking of the chase, the buzz here in Florida.
Wow. You've been talking to local stores.
Yeah. Owners from Key West all the way up to Pensacola, they're saying pre-orders are just through the roof.
I believe it. The Florida TCG community is passionate. I think we're going to absolutely embrace this expansion.
Oh, for sure. It's that combination, isn't it? Strong competitive potential meets really high collector appeal.
Yeah, that's the sweet spot. It brings everyone together, the players, the collectors, the casual fans. It feels like one of those unifying sets.
Absolutely. Okay, before we wrap up, let's drop some quick pro tips for tackling this release.
Good idea. Where should people start?
Well, if your main goal is completing the set, maybe start with those mixed products, like the poster collection or the mini tins.
Right. Sample both expansions first. Get a feel for pull rates. See which art you like more. Smart.
Then you can decide where to focus your bigger buys, like booster boxes.
Okay. What about competitive players?
For them, I'd say prioritize the elite trainer bosses. Maximize your pack count early on.
And grab those Thundurus or Tornadus promos. They could be important.
Exactly. But also, keep an eye on the singles market after release. Sometimes just buying the key cards you need is more efficient.
True. Pack cracking is fun, but targeted buying can save money for deck building.
And finally, collectors. Especially those chasing the really unique stuff.
Budget for the special cards.
You gotta. Strongly recommend setting aside some budget for those black-white rares and the Master Ball pattern foils.
Yeah, those feel like the chase cards that will define this expansion long-term.
They really do. Their uniqueness and likely rarity. Yeah, don't sleep on those if you want the defining pieces of Black Bolt and White Flare.
Sound advice. Man, this expansion, it just feels significant, doesn't it?
It really does. It's the kind of release that reminds you why you fell in love with the Pokemon TCG in the first place.
It's that perfect storm, you know? Nostalgia, innovation, incredible art, deep gameplay.
Mm.
It just creates something really special. It makes you think about how the game keeps evolving.
So are you Team Zekrom with that electric intensity or Team Reshiram with its fiery elegance?
Don't make me choose. I think, like a lot of people, I'm excited about both. There's something magical here for pretty much every type of player.
I agree. It's going to be fascinating to see how it all unfolds. And hey, keep your eyes glued to PokemonGoFlorida.com in the coming weeks.
Oh, yeah. What can folks expect?
We'll have detailed pull rate analysis once we start cracking packs, in-depth deck texts for both Zekrom and Rishiram.
Nice. And all the usual community content, right?
You know it. Yeah. All right. That's pretty much a wrap on today's episode, Florida fam.
Get out there. Support your local game stores.
Yes. And may your packs be filled with nothing but hits. This is Bokegol signing off.
Reminding you to always catch them all.
And play them smart.
And hey, don't forget to smash that subscribe button. Drop us a 5-star review if you enjoyed the chat.
Please do. And tag us in your Black Bolt and White Flare polls on social media.
Yeah, we absolutely love seeing our community's amazing discoveries. Seriously makes our day. Catch you next time.